County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Bob Hamill. A few lines in the June 9, 1962 obituary section told Bloomington Herald telephone readers of the death at 67 of George Shively, quote, "A well-known amateur baseball player who lived most of his life here." Amateur? Try professional. And well-known? His passing didn't get even a mention on the sports page. He was buried at Rose Hill Cemetery in an unmarked grave. More than 50 years later, when the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame came into being and the search was on for early day stars who deserved inclusion, the story began to take shape of just how genuinely well-known this baseball player named George Shively once was. He was bountifully blessed with baseball's essentials. He could run and hit and chase down fly balls with the best of them. He just couldn't play with the best of them in baseball's major leagues because he was black. George had been born on a Kentucky tobacco farm, first-generation son of a freed slave. He and his father, along with George's two sisters, moved to Bloomington in time to be listed as residents here in the 1900 census. At Bloomington's, quote, colored school, unquote, in the 6th Washington block that later became the site of a Carnegie Library, now the Monroe County History Center, George went as far as 5th grade. Then he went to work. In his teens, he made the starting outfield for the professional West Baden Sprudels, whose daily rivalry with the neighboring French Lick Plutos was summer entertainment for the high society guests at the two luxury hotels. In 1914, about the time George turned 20, the nucleus of the West Baden team went with manager C.I. Taylor to form the Indianapolis ABC's team that played in and won the championship of the new Negro American League. Young outfielder and leadoff man George Shively was an all-star and the league's most valuable player. He went on to win another MVP trophy and make the all-star team 7 times. It's pretty apparent that he was the best baseball player ever to grow up in Bloomington or Monroe County. He had a 14-year pro career, traveling throughout the U.S. and abroad. When the speed and the skills weren't there anymore, he came back to Bloomington, where he was employed as a roofer, into his 60th year when he died and went to his unmarked grave. When the Hall of Fame sleuthers went to work half a century later, Google was available to tell the story that newspapers of George Shively's day missed. The story was made public, including the unmarked grave indignity, and the Bloomington community responded with generosity that financed the handsome limestone marker that now calls attention to where the great baseball player George Shively is buried, and separate markers for George's wife Lula and each of the 8 other African Americans were buried in anonymity in the same Rose Hill plot, and one for George's father, Joseph, whose actual burial site at Rose Hill was uncertain. On a sunny Sunday afternoon, April 5th, 2012, Easter Sunday for Christians, opening day for another major league season in a sport now enriched with African American stars, a crowd of Bloomington citizens came to Rose Hill to see that marker dedicated. The presiding minister was two-time IU football All-American, the Reverend Anthony Thompson. The rich, powerful voice of IU professor Tim Noble that has launched 100 Hoosier basketball games at Assembly Hall with the national anthem on that afternoon sang Amazing Grace. Amazing. The voices Nove singing group sang. It was an unforgettable day. Way, way overdue, but unforgettable. And that community-sponsored grave marker stands as one of Rose Hill's many tourist treasures. Make a point to go see it.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.